So the iPhone 12 is about to be released, and what I want to do is give you two scenarios as to how this phone came about, how it was created. Now, scenario number one, this time around, Apple didn't design the phone. Instead, what they did was they designed a chamber, a state-of-the-art chamber full of brand new technology, which created a certain type of environment inside, which made things pop into existence out of nothing. I'm not messing about. What happened was that they sat there, and one day in 2019, the iPhone 12 just popped into existence. Literally just popped into existence. Story number two, scenario number two. Again, Apple didn't design or make the phone themselves this time. They created a chamber. And what they did this time was that they took all the raw material required for the iPhone 12, they put it into the room, and because of the conditions and the factors being perfect, the separate pieces of material became conscious and they started to grow legs, and then they ran towards each other and mingled and mixed with each other to form themselves into this phone, which they're going to release next month. Now, what I want you guys to do is I want you to pause the video and in the comment section below, let me know which of the two scenarios you believe, scenario one or scenario number two. Now, I really hope none of you picked any of the two scenarios, right? Because they both are absolutely crazy and stupid. Obviously, the iPhone 12 isn't gonna come out of nothing or just pop into existence, nor is it gonna make itself in some way, shape, or form. And the reason this is absurd is because as human beings, we recognize very quickly that something like the iPhone, or anything even less complex than the iPhone, something even as simple as a piece of tissue, requires a creator or a designer. I want you to really think about this for a second. This is the iPhone 12 or any other phone for that matter. Sure, it's complex, it's an amazing piece of technology. However, it's nowhere near as amazing and precisely ordered as our universe is. The universe is far more profound and amazing and well-ordered and complex and whatever way you want to look at it than the phone itself. So if we're not willing to believe that the iPhone 12 can come out of nothing or create itself, then why do we assume that about the universe? If we have to acknowledge, and we're forced to recognize and acknowledge, being rational, sane human beings who are logical and rational, that the iPhone 12 or any other phone for that matter, or any other product or thing for that matter, has a creator, has a designer, then what about our universe? The universe must surely have a creator. And this is why it blows my mind that you have atheists that when they're asked about the origins of the universe, that some of them will turn around and say, well, the universe came from nothing. A universe from nothing, Lawrence Krauss, you know, it came from a sea of fluctuating energy. First and foremost, he redefines nothing, called something nothing, and then says the universe came from that nothing, his nothing. It's crazy that even if they don't go down that line of thinking, they would come up with their own ideas of how the universe can come from nothing. But out of nothing, nothing comes. Some atheists would even say that the universe brought itself into being somehow. Now, I don't know how that can work, because for something to create or make itself, it has to already exist. And if it already exists, then how is it making itself when it's already in existence? That's absurd, because that would mean you would have to exist and not exist at the same time. I'd love to see how atheists would try to explain that. Now, I know there may be some atheists that may be saying, no, we don't accept any of those two points in regards to the universe. What we say is that the universe was created by another universe. Another universe that came into existence at some point. Well, okay, you're just passing on the buck. Well, where did that universe come from? What created that universe? And then, well, if you say that there was a third universe that was created, which created the second universe, which created our universe, well, what created that third universe? And again, you can go on ad infinitum. And if you were to do this, well, our universe would never come into being, because you can't traverse the infinite. We wouldn't even be here asking the question about how our universe came to be. So the only real sensible conclusion to make, the most intuitive, rational conclusion, is that our universe was created by an uncreated creator. And that's who we refer to as God, as Allah. We believe in the creator of everything that exists, who has no beginning, who has no end, who is eternal. And at this point, you know, this gives me a beautiful opportunity to just share one last thing with you before I conclude this video. And I want the atheists to read this and just to ponder upon this. That's it. I'm not going to give you an explanation. I'm not going to force feed you anything in regards to this particular verse or these two verses in the Quran. I'm just going to bring them up on the screen, leave them there for you to think about. If you guys want to look into this particular argument in a lot more detail, a far more profound version of it than what I've shared here, definitely pick up The Divine Reality and read that for yourself. Hamza's book, he covers this argument in a lot of detail. That being said, let me know your thoughts in the comments section below. Until next time, Take care.